Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls. FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
All right, so you walk into Jack Araya's office. The woman, the centaur, they look at each other and they tell the guards to wait with you guys for a moment. I'm going to go speak with my father. I'll be right back. So she walks into her father's office. The guard, who's normally a staunch jerk outside of his office, starts crooning over her because she is
Mistress Gemma.
She's a fairly attractive young lady, and you know. So walks into her father's office and they talk. You hear some shouting from him and then some even louder shouting from her.
Nice.
She opens the door up and says, "Please come in."
I like this lass.
So we will enter.
You guys enter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And essentially, Jack Araya, the girl is standing behind Jack Araya's left shoulder, okay, with her hand on his shoulder. And Jack Araya says, "Thank you very much for bringing my daughter back. It seems she thinks that I owe you a little more than I thought I did."
Like I said,
Joshua's debt is forgiven.
What?
I?
You do not need to hand over any gold. Joshua's debt is gone to the city. So, but I do have a bit of bad news for you.
Oh boy.
Of course you do.
Searching through our records, it seems as if there has been an heir to Joshua's household been found.
How is that bad news?
For you being freeloaders, I figured you would take it as bad news, because they may kick you out. I don't know whether they will or not.
Well, that's up to them.
Some female, I'm not sure of
her name.
Well, of course, out of game. Sarah's
working Sarah hasn't
named
the character yet.
Out of game, it's Sarah.
Out of game, it's Sarah's character.
Got it. I'm with you now.
Unless they are a fool like you all, she may kick you out. I don't know. Anyway, let's go forward. So,
I don't know. Anyway.
Would you guys like another business opportunity that will strictly be for profit?
I think my mom's calling me. I'm dying.
I believe your mother isn't with us.
But I'm pretty sure I hear her. I think we gotta go.
Anyway.
What's your
cost to the tune of 500 gold each?
Each?
Each.
And the job?
It seems as if somebody else is stealing from our lovely city. I do not want my city being ransacked by a bunch of hoodlums, and it seems as if you all can handle yourselves rather well. The peddler did give a rather nice report for you guys.
He was a welcomed asset to the team.
That's why I sent him. We're all bluff check, by the way.
I was serious! Yes, I was! I'm serious!
Zachariah knows the peddler.
He totally caught that on fire!
20. D20.
17 plus 8. What?
She is the rouge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he says, welcome. That's quite a surprise.
He caught crap on fire.
He hits hard.
He does hit hard. That is why he is the man that I send out on most of the one man, maybe suicide missions. Who knows? Because he's got that mentality.
So yeah.
Mentality.
So, do you know where these thieves are?
Actually, I do. It is a house rather close to where Joshua's, well, yours for now house is.
Yours for now house.
So, if the next time you're over in your area, which I assume you'll probably go there this evening, you guys can go and check out this house.
Who lives there?
It's mundane people. They, you know, they pay their taxes like everyone else, except for I believe they're stealing from us.
What are they stealing?
Goods, gold, anything they can.
Okay.
All right. So.
Okay. So what's this deal for? To stop the stealing? To stop them
from the stealing.
To stop them from breathing?
Your means of how you take care of this this distraction in my city is not of my care.
And if we happen to kill them, there would be no repercussions of the law?
Well, it would not be fair if I said you would be arrested the minute you killed them.
I'm only asking, sir.
That is fine. Of course, if you can bring them in to where they are, to where they can be trialed by law, then... If you can bring them into where they can be arrested and tried by law, then of course that would be welcome. But if they put up a fight, feel free to deal with them.
Jurisprudence. Habeas corpus.
Feel free. So do I assume that my gold offer has your ear?
Did he do
that? Oh, he took that all the way.
Oh,
you're fine, buddy.
Yeah, you're alright. You want mommy? What? Come here.
Falling children.
Come here,
baby. Alright, we'll take the job.
Alright, perfect.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Okay, I need to run and get some food very quick for lunch, so...
we may stop towards 1 for a while.
Okay, well,
if you want to wait 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Amy's going to have to go. She has
okay.
to
go. Okay, that's fine.
I'll massage. Can you?
Okay, no problem.
So... Okay.
So, do we want to just case the joint and get that done before we stop?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I was planning on roleplay. You guys have that masterwork bow. You guys have some stuff that you can interact with the city with. What are you looking for? What are you interested in? I mean, what are you interested in doing? Because I'm going to assume that you're going to spend the rest of this evening recuperating from the road, from the road, and, you know, interacting with society out of order.
Alright, well then, I'm gonna head to the whomever, whatever merchant, I mean, where I sell this bow. I mean, I've never been.
Can I have mine? And a long flatbed truck and an impact cable.
Where am I gonna sell this bow?
I'm assuming I have a noble place.
I'm gonna rush along for the bow.
I never said I wasn't gonna give you a split of the profit once I sold the bow.
You ignore my question.
Go over to.
It's half yours.
Okay, cool.
Well, make up a name. You know the city.
Shin Kicker's Boot Knobber.
This is Marty's House of Wonders and Emporium.
I like Shin Kicker's boot knocking and other influence.
Right. Not Marty's Wonder Emporium. How can we help you today?
Okay. You are creepy. Okay. I love you, but you're creepy.
Wow. Well, thank you. Customer is always right here at Marty's Welcome and Wondering Emporium.
What
do you have?
Marty's Welcoming and Wondering Emporium.
what do you have?
This bow staff.
A ship on my
here,
shoulder?
Thing. It broke its string, but it looks...
Ooh.
That looks rather nice.
I'm going to make my own appraise check real quick so I can...
Oh my gosh!
18.
I'm
going to
say 225 to 325.
Okay.
So, what are you looking to do with it? Are you looking to loan it or pawn it or sell it?
Sell it.
Just sell it. All right.
Just Wonder Emporium's a pawn shop, too.
You know, this is a one-stop shop.
Can I get some gas over here?
Probably we have some fibrous items.
Eat here, get gas, or what?
Let me take a look at it. Let me take it to the back for a minute. Do you mind?
I'd prefer if it stayed up here, if it's all the same.
Well, I need to take it back to one of the master appraisers to see what he'll offer you.
Can the master appraiser appraise it out here?
I'm not... It's really against the rules of Marty's Wonder Emporium.
Then can I go back with you?
Sure!
Right. I'll go back with him.
Okay. We'll browse.
Browse! Wonderful! There are associates and viewers. Don't worry. Okay.
Viewers, this is a game show.
Here. No, we're not going to...
By viewers, you get the idea that he's mentioning like people that are watching for theft.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes into the back. The master appraisers...
There are masturbators here, too.
Yes, there are masturbators. Marty's Wondrous Talkorium.
What?
Marty's is a chain.
Tracy, you're not allowed to shop here.
You're an idiot. Am I missing something?
I don't get it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
That was funny.
So.
You know that was funny.
He walks to the back.
That was funny.
He walks to the back. He talks to the master appraisers. And they say, well, it's, you know, with the string being broken.
Yes.
And he goes up to whisper to the salesman that's talking to you guys. You guys aren't hearing it, obviously, unless you want to roll.
Right, so...
He's the only one back there.
Yeah.
Unless you want to roll a perception check, you're not hearing what the appraiser's whispering to.
Of course I do. That is a 18.
Just and outside. He says,
Benny.
And the salesman turns back around. Sir, this thing is of rather nice quality, but with the string being broken, the most that I can offer you is 185.
And how much does
this
string cost?
Hi, how much does the string cost?
Well, see, we have to give it to the master stringers to do that, and we have to pay their salary. You can buy a string it yourself, and then we might talk at a higher price.
I'm going to try a diplomacy check with my minus one and see if I can't get him up to 225. Five!
Sir, I'm sorry.
Take 150.
Don't.
Sir, I'm afraid that you can buy a string for.
What? I'll take the 185.
The 185. Yeah, perfect. Let's go up front and talk about your papers. Okay. So we go up front. Da, 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 da. You And this is a pleasure doing business with you. How would you like your change? Would you like it in silvers or golds?
Both.
Golds.
Okay, perfect. 185. And he starts counting out gold on the counter and...
Make one of them in silvers, please.
Make what?
Make one of the golds in silvers, please.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, 184 in gold.
Oh, is Uncle Jay making you cry? Yeah.
And he stacks it up, and you get a rather decent, meager, a decent sized pile of silver and a giant sized pile of gold. It's a pleasure doing business with you. Is there anything you'd like to buy? Possibly to spend some of this wonderful gold here.
How much does it cost for you to shut your mouth?
Well, certainly, sir, that would be a gold.
A gold?
Craig just like goes, no. Thank you.
How about you three wonderful people? How would you like? Would you like anything?
We're going to go away now.
You have potions.
Yeah. We have all sorts of potions, sir.
Cool.
What would you be looking for?
Any scrolls?
That would be a Marty Scroll Emporium down the street.
Do you have any shoes?
Is this like Mr. Majorian and his Wonderland Emporium?
Wonder Emporium.
Whatever.
Yes, we have shoes. What kind of shoes would you like?
I don't want to. I was just asking if you had any.
Oh. Okay. Back to Potion Man.
Moderates.
Cure moderate wounds. You must be a bruiser, sir.
Let me take a look.
This man makes me want to stab his eyes.
Stab in the throat.
The wall?
We'll bleed out. He can keep talking.
I do have...
I don't want that.
Craig does have an 18 wisdom, so... Yeah.
Don't use all my tires on me. Well, here, get the rest of it off.
Well, I already shut it.
Glue some guys together.
That's a great idea.
Make one giant dog. Here.
It didn't work.
Here, you have to hold it together.
You said 10 seconds.
It's also not designed to work on paper.
It's insecure.
It's designed for plastics and rubber and such.
Yeah. Oh. Time. Tell me to put inside in here.
Ralph.
Because Ralph is just coming in. She hasn't eaten every time.
Are you just using the regular price chair?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it though, and I'm having trouble finding it.
Because
it's not under the good.
Spell level. That's because they're all. It's under the potion section. They're all just generic prices. It depends on the spell level. Cure moderate is a second level spell, so it's 300 gold. It's on,
sir.
It's on page 479 in the PDF.
Do you need a break for lunch soon, lady?
What?
She needs a break.
And cure moderates are usually 2d8 plus 3. Cure serious are 3d8 plus 5. And that's the highest. You can't make a potion higher than
479?
Yeah, page 479 of the PDF. Like, if you just type 479 into your page finder.
It's not the same.
Okay, then it's, in actuality, the actual page of the PDF is 478. Yours might be...
There we go, found
yours,
it.
Yours might be paginating it differently than mine did.
Okay. Sir! For a potion of cure moderate wounds, we have a lovely deal going today.
How lovely.
You can get them for 320 gold apiece.
320 gold. How about 250?
I will sell you two light wounds for that.
Oh, cure light wound potions at 50 gold apiece. By the book.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He insulted him a little bit, so he insulted you back.
No thanks.
Okay, well, if you ever need anything, feel free to come back to Marty's Wonder Emporium.
Thanks, Marty.
I'm not Marty.
Okay, Marty.
Yeah. Look, guy, they just tell me to talk like this.
Thank you. That's
You're
all
welcome. Get the hell out.
I walk up to him, and I hand him a gold, and I'm like, my job's better than yours any day. Take this. And actually, when I find that out, because I think that is awesome, I'm going to go around and buy the materials to scribe scrolls.
Okay.
I've got the feat to do it. Basically, any first level spell is going to cost me 12 gold and 5 silver to scribe, because the cost of a scroll is 25 gold.
Okay.
And I have to spend half that to scribe it.
Okay.
And it takes me 2 hours for any scroll under 250 gold in cost. So basically any zero, first, or second level spell, I can scribe a scroll of it for my use in 2 hours.
Okay.
So in a given 8-hour day, I can make 4 scrolls.
And you said you have to...
I have to spend half the cost in raw materials. So I have to get special inks and good parchment.
Right.
And I want to... Let's see, I'm going to be scribing probably, 8 first level scrolls of various types.
Okay, so.
So that means that I would need, if 2 scrolls is 25 gold, then that's going to be 100 gold. I need to buy 100 gold worth of materials.
Alright.
Yeah.
So... Look, I don't really like talking like that, but when we go back into the store area, I have to do it.
I'll let you have it. I understand. I need some...
All right, sir, right this way!
Right. I need some materials for the scribing of scrolls.
Absolutely! Let's go over to our scroll section!
So, like...
I thought you had to go to the scroll store.
You have to buy scrolls. You can buy them to make your own.
Yeah, so, fine quality vellum parchment, a quality quill, and then like the little vials of powder that you have to mix with the liquid to make the inks. You know.
Sir, I will make you one heck of a deal on all these scrolls and materials.
Cool.
How much?
115 gold.
115. I tell you what. How about after your shift is over, I'll buy you a drink and you give it to me for 100.
About 105, sir. I have to make a profit on them. And
I 105 gold sounds completely acceptable, my good man.
Thank you very much. Go over to the counter and work you some paper with
the winch and hammer.
Absolutely. All right. So
okay.
Walk over. So. All right, sir, here's your bill of sale, and thank you very much for shopping at Marty's Wonder Emporium.
Okay, so I'm gonna
Oh. Woo!
So I'm gonna mark the 150 gold or 105 gold off my register, and then 8 scrolls. So it's gonna take me 2 hours. It's going to take me 2 hours per, so if we can take a full day,
I mean,
16 hours will let me get all of them done. So,
cool.
All right, so before we go out, I want to make sure, because I'm going to increase
my... another day. I mean, I'm
going to increase my utility.
It is on Facebook.
Because it doesn't cost any experience points to make scrolls.
So do you guys want to go down to the scroll store?
I don't know.
Well, you can't. You can use the spellcraft to use it. Well, you can't read.
She'd have to have used magic device.
You could. Is there any, you want to go to the scroll store? I mean, you can. Okay.
By the way, any spell you can cast, I can make a scroll of it for you.
Right. Now, scrolls, how do they work? Are they?
It's a move action to draw it, and it's a standard action to cast it. Basically,
is it just it doesn't have a certain amount of charges or anything?
You use it, it's used up.
Oh, okay.
It's a one-use magical item. Okay. Basically, it lets you because it takes the move to grab it.
Okay.
It extends the utility of how many spells you can cast by a pretty wide margin.
Right.
So, and since I can scribe both divine and arcane spells because I'm a druid wizard,
right.
Then I can do
a druid.
Yes,
a druid.
I can, get a lot going on.
Right.
Now, I may want to go to the scroll store as well, but... Do I have to say ooh?
Mm-hmm.
Lord. The rules of this game are too complicated.
Woo!
I've got to listen to how this sounds when we... Oh, man.
Woo-hoo! That works too,
I guess. Okay, so I think you guys are just going to pull yourselves in for the night.
Well, we're going to pick the house out,
I need to fix my crossbow.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to go back into Marty's Wonder Emporium and buy a string.
Oh,
whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Calm down. Hey, Marty.
Yeah!
I need a crossbow string.
Fantastic! But you're going to take a -4 if you keep using it.
You need a short bow. You can use a short bow.
I would like to trade in this heavy crossbow.
What is it with you people and breaking strings?
Are you showing your old face?
It's magic, you know.
So let's go over to the shortbow section and take a look at what you might have.
Okay, woo!
Is it a short bus section?
No, sir, I would never insult a client.
How come I can't have a heavy crossbow?
Not proficient.
Rogues aren't proficient, we just missed it. So when we level up, you can
you
take
have
a feat to let you hand
You can
crossbow.
Hang on to it.
Yeah, you can hang on to it, you just can't use it without a -4. It's different in
Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep on to it, and I'll look later on.
So you don't want to...
grumble, 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 grumble.
But do you want to get a short bow?
Not right now.
So then you should tell Marty that you're done.
Never mind, Marty. He's with you. And also with you.
Alright guys, anytime you need anything, feel free to come back to Marty's Wonder Emporium!
Alright, see you tonight.
See you tonight?
We're going to the bar.
Oh. Yeah.
Find this man a drink.
Okay, I'm an idiot. On my level, instead of putting one, I have +1. I guess, you can have negative
like
levels,
the,
but...
At the top of your sheet, note to self, rage.
Yes, hold on. And then here's my
okay, so, one. So you guys headed back to your house for now?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Okay, so when you get back to your house, Zachariah gave you the address of the house in your neighborhood, and it turns out that it's actually 6 houses down from Joshua's house.
Okay.
So it's close enough that you might be able to case it out from your house. I mean, you'll have to roll some checks and things.
Is that the job we took off in the bathroom?
Can I roll a luck check to see if Joshua had a spyglass?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Even.
Okay, so no. So, you guys are sitting there. I assume, what are you doing while you're at home? I mean, are you talking about anything, or what are you...
I'm going to start working on the scrolls.
Okay,
so
you're going to put yourself into one of the rooms and just work for yourself?
Pretty much.
Okay. So what are you three doing?
We would probably just be having some ale, talking about how, what's his face screwed up our plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
The peddler.
That works so well. I mean, what's about to happen?
Fungar, go get the door.
I said you read
it! Here, crack the door I can look through.
Guys, boss, someone open the door! You hear the shout from down the hall.
Hey, guys. You see a path worn in front of the front door.
I shut the door.
Crunk.
Who was it?
It's for you.
Sorry, so I come up to the door and I open it.
And there's a deeper path in front of the front door.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna moat.
Can we help you?
Zachariah sent me to be with you guys. He said you guys enjoyed my servitude so much the last time that now I'm with you for a while. Thank you very much.
You come with the mother this time?
Please, come in.
Fantastic!
Would you like a bath?
A bath? No, I'm good!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was hoping that maybe since he was a fire.
You put him out?
Yeah.
Who are you?
The peddler.
She's a call.
You called in?
Yeah.
The peddler comes in, sits down.
You hedged.
No, I didn't pay.
And
he
said,
they just...
What are you guys drinking?
ER, please. Church. Oh, sorry. So pause the recorder. We can stop. This is
job. Oh, we're almost done. It's...
So
what
are you guys drinking? Can I have a cup?
Sure. Wait. You're not going to explode if you have alcohol, right?
Okay, what do you have?
Can I have a cup?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's a shot.
Yeah, can.
He takes it and dumps it into a steel mug that he pulled out of his bag.
Okay, you're a cup.
Set your cup down. Okay. It's smoking a little bit.
Bye.
This is good stuff, guys.
At least he doesn't explode. Okay, here's some more.
Oh, all right. So.
Give her a pump. Can you pump in the car? Give her a pump.
Well, she doesn't have a pump.
Hey, you guys, when are we going to take care of this house? I walked right away when we came down.
Well, did you see anything?
I saw two guys going in.
What do they look like?
Two guys.
Big guys, little guys. Dressed up, not dressed up.
Size.
Weapons.
My size? What, you want to fight? My size.
I don't want to fight you. I want to know weapons. Did they have weapons?
I didn't see any weapons, but if they're any good at what they do, you won't see what they're going to carry until they're too late. Gosh.
Alright, I finish up the first scroll, and I come out, and I see he's there.
Greg!
Peddler. Hi.
Hi.
What brings you here?
Zachariah said you guys liked having me around, and that's a new thing, so Zachariah sent me with you.
That's fabulous.
Falkara said that she was... Zachariah told me that Falkara expressed her interest, saying that I was a good asset to the team.
Right.
And I like being
Falkara did say that, didn't she? Right.
It's okay, I'll sleep outside. I don't want to inconvenience you guys. I just like being part of the team.
That's fine. We're probably going to have another day pass before we go check out the place. I have a little bit of work to do.
Sounds good. I'm going to go walk. And then he leaves, opens the door, and just starts walking around the city.
All right. Probably a good place to call it. All right.
Does this guy eat or sleep?
You don't know.
Until next time.
Thomas is Bob.
Okay, we're coming back on real quick because the... Jeremy has a really, really cool thing he does at the end of the session that I'd like to record.
So,
anyway.
Dan, let me explain what I'm doing. Essentially, at the end of each game, I go around and I ask for three cool ideas that people came up with or had during the session about characters, about other things throughout the game. And Dan...
Or bad.
Or bad, even. And I'm going to have Dan go through and say what he has said on his behalf of the cool things that he's done, seen, or heard, or foreshadowed for the rest of the game. So I'm going to let Dan go ahead and mention what he's been doing.
One of the cool things that my character did today was I was able to actually hit a called shot.
yeah.
Strike a... Hobgoblin, correct?
Hobgoblin
in
or
the face.
Bear, depending
bug
on
goblin.
The thing
a Bug Goblin, yes.
Bug Goblin.
In the face. And kill it till it was dead.
He did too. So for that one alone, I'm going to give you 100 XP bonus.
Fantastic.
Okay, so you said you had another idea.
And then the other
we had 1950 experience total for the
day. Oh, cool.
I'm going to write that down for Falcara, too.
Yeah.
That should level you guys up.
It does. It more than... In fact, it puts us not terribly far away from 4th level.
The other cool thing that I was thinking was...
What is 4th level?
5,000.
Sweet.
Jeremy had the...
6,000.
We kind of started to deviate away from the plan a little bit, and we're going to try and kidnap a...
Princess Fiona?
Yes.
Pretty much. Princess Fiona. Zachariah's daughter.
And I don't think that was going to fit with the story very well, so we had a character brought into our lives that changed that, and it was kind
of
cool.
And it wasn't this heavy-handed, out-of-game DM saying, you have to follow my plot.
Right.
It made perfect sense, given the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course he would have sent somebody to make sure that we did it. Because it's his daughter. I mean, yeah.
I think he likes his daughter.
I don't think he trusts us any further than he could throw us.
Right.
Well, and I think it's an equal two-way street. So for that, I'm going to give you 75.
Sweet.
You got another one?
Because
you always are great out the gate.
I know. I always have two daughter.
And lose.
Womp 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 womp.
Let's see.
That's why I started with you this time, so that nobody could steal your ideas.
That's right. All right. Well, I kind of spouted my two off first.
You can think on it and we can come back. Do you have anything that Falcara may have done? In fact, since her crossbow string snapped, and it also gave us an insight into her character maybe being set up a little bit wrong, I'm going to give her 25 XP for that critical fail that enabled us to play a more fair game. So that's me. I mean, I'm going to count that as one of her cool things that she has done.
Yeah.
So she gets two more. And you guys can all help with this.
Right.
If you guys see anything that Falcara has done that may have been cooler than any other time or...
I like how, more so than most sessions that we have as a group, let alone this particular game, we were all really focused on what was going on. And there was clear definition of in character and out of character.
Right.
The side conversations that we always have didn't distract from the game.
We
got a lot done in 2.5 hours. A lot more than we usually get done in this amount of time. It may have been because we ate beforehand and we weren't worried about that. But I think we all really contributed a lot to the session. I mean, everybody played in character and I'll say that for Erin. She is playing in character way more than she ever has before, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
It is very cool.
I'm
going to give her 50 XP for that, because I agree with that completely.
So,
it's like, you know, out of nowhere, she busts out with that statement about, you know, oh, he was a great asset to our team.
Yeah.
You know,
and suddenly you've got story because of it, you know?
I love the idea that I could bring the peddler back after Erin said that.
Sure you did.
So, I mean, that would be my first thing is we all did a good job of maintaining focus and really running through the session this time.
Yeah, I agree completely. Good job, guys.
So that's my...
Well,
that's,
since hers is kind of community potluck, I'm just going to give her those two.
Right.
So
that was my first thing was our group focus.
Are you guys ready for... either one of you to go next? I don't care.
That was my first thing. So,
okay.
Group focus, number
Sweet.
One.
I'll get 25 for that, too.
Okay. The other thing that I thought was cool was, the entire bridge combat worked really well. We operated well as a group, but
Absolutely.
Then... When I walked over to the edge, like, I was thinking of doing something appropriately Craig, of yelling at them to get everyone off the bridge, and then I was going to try and collapse the bridge just to, you know, stick it to Zachariah a little bit. And you already had something ready for the supports of the bridge, you know? Like, I was like, oh, okay, that has changed my plans in a meaningful way, you know? And it's the kind of little detail that... really adds to...
Are you still playing after...
I don't know. I had to get up to Mayfield and take that.
No, probably not. Yeah. That is the kind of detail that really adds a lot of verisimilitude to the whole thing. So
that's one thing when I created the guards of the bridge and things that I figured would spice it up a little bit is if they could have, like, the reason that they didn't blow up the bridge the minute you guys started attacking them was because you entangled them. It was going to end a whole lot more poorly until you guys entangled them. Because once you entangled them, they lost their train of thought and said, kill, kill, kill.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a plan that your guys had that ran into a plan that we had, and it went the way it should have, you know?
Exactly.
So that's my thing, too.
75.
Okay. And then my last thing is the guy at Marty's Wondrous Whip Stains, whatever it's called.
Wonder at Matt and Marty's
it was
Wonder
just,
Emporium or
it
something.
Was just an annoying voice. When you which was fine, you know, I mean, you can voice an NPC however you want to, and I thought that it was a neat way to voice it. But then you immediately dropped in down to the side, you're like, look, man, I just work here. And I was like, because that's every retail employee ever who has to do some corny shtick at their job. And it was perfect. And now we have another guy that we know.
Right.
That we're, you know, we're going to go out drinking with, and he knows.
You guys,
that
by the way, never too. You guys never really got his real name. So
yeah.
That may be something you can talk about in the bar.
Yeah, so that, like, taking a potentially one-dimensional character that just was this voice and turning it so he became real with one phrase was probably my favorite part of the game. That was probably my entire my favorite part of the entire session. So that's my third thing.
Cool. 50.
Nice.
Amy?
I hated that... what's his name?
Peddler.
The Peddler?
Peddler.
Kept COCK blocking me all the time. And then once I finally, that's one of them.
Okay, 50. Because he, I think he's going to, there's going to be some character development between the two of you, especially, because he sees you as probably the biggest threat.
Awesome. And then once I finally got a chance to do something. I critically failed and cried on the recorder.
You did.
Yeah.
Although the crying was audible, but...
Because I had a really bad day, and that didn't help.
But then...
So that was that.
Okay. 75.
I don't get points for crying. And then, once I finally hit somebody and criticaled, I like that.
You beat a double snake.
I kind of pleaded when I was allowed to, and I really
well, enjoyed and you scored so much damage on that one hit that I wanted to reward you beyond that. Because just killing the one, like, hobgoblin in the middle of the bridge would be a little anticlimactic when their hit dice, when they had a 15 HP and you doubled that.
Yeah.
So I had to give you something a little more.
I enjoyed my student leave.
So I'm going to give you 75 for that.
I'll also add one more thing, and I'm not looking for any experience from this because I've given my three, but when we started off this campaign, it seemed like, and I probably thought this because this is always my problem, of jumping into the big plot way too soon, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like, the first session I came in, we're going into this lair and we find a coffin and we find out it's vampires and it's like, oh crap, you know, we could really be in the weeds really, really quickly. And in the next two sessions, you found very good ways to back us off from diving in too soon, and we're getting invested in the city that we just wanted to burn to the ground, basically.
Exactly.
You know, and you've had a gentle hand with that. It hasn't been too forceful.
Well,
and it's
my whole idea in crafting this is, as we go forward, there are going to be hints and things that subtly say, yes, vampires exist. They're not going to be something that, until you guys get higher levels and become a little more epic heroes, that you're even going to notice.
Right.
I mean, you guys rolled pretty well on that one perception check that found the secret door to the lair. Otherwise, you wouldn't even ever have found that.
Yeah.
And when you blew up the one area, you would have blown up the lair without even knowing it, and it would have become kind of a hex over your head. But now you guys know it's there.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's... I personally enjoyed that a lot because it's the kind of subtlety that I don't know that I've figured out how to do yet. at least consciously. Like,
right.
I don't think that I've messed anything up too badly, but I know that if I think about it, I have a hard time holding myself back and keeping
right.
the plot
just edging
boxed
in.
Exactly.
In the mirror now, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean that just from one GM to another, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So,
guys, I really enjoyed today, and I had another probably 2 hours worth of encounter planned. I didn't know how quickly we'd get through, but I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you guys. Other than jotting a few notes as to how to keep you guys on track on where I wanted the campaign to be,
mm-hmm.
the Peddler was sort of an on-the-fly character.
Some of the best characters are.
And, I mean... Cause
I want to call him the Peddler.
The Peddler.
Yeah, the Peddler.
We'll just assume you had a little bit of a stutter with the D.
He will
assume you just have a little stutter with the D and not care beyond that. But a lot of his stuff, I had his strength figured out, and I had a few of his other little things figured out, like things for attack and HP and things like that. And beyond like his character, that blossomed as we went.
Yep, that's some of the best characters that I've ever done. Start that way. All right, well, anyway, until next time.
Thank you guys very much. Till next time.
I'm Mark.
I'm Carol.
I'm Mags. Join us May 18th as we celebrate our 2-year anniversary.
5-year
anniversary.
Yes, it's been 3 years.
5 years
since All Games Concerned began.
Watch agcpodcast.info for more information for our fifth anniversary show. Live via Ustream at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, May 18th, 2010.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.